Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this morning's devotion. My name is Andre Kotze, and this morning I'd like to share on the topic of what it means to learn to celebrate others as opposed to just competing with them. I want us to read together from 1 Samuel 18, verses 1 to 9, if you want to follow along with me. After David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. From that day, Saul kept David with him and did not let him return to his father's house. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. Jonathan took off the robe he was wearing and gave it to David, along with his tunic and even his sword, his bow, and his belt. Whatever Saul sent him to do, David did so successfully. That Saul gave him a high rank in the army. This pleased all the people and Saul's officers as well. When the men were returning home after David had killed the Philistine, the women came out from all the towns of Israel to meet King Saul with singing and dancing, with joyful songs and with tambourines and lutes. As they danced, they sang, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands." Saul was very angry. This refrain galled him. "They have credited David with tens of thousands," he thought, "but me with only thousands. What more can he get but the kingdom?" And from that time on, Saul kept a jealous eye on David. From this part of the account between David, Jonathan, and Saul, we clearly see the difference between the way the world sees blessing and promotion and competition and the way God sees it. Saul does what most of us would do in our own sinful nature. When somebody else is promoted or blessed, or they become really good at what they do, they move beyond what we think we could do, generally we become generous. We become suspicious. And we can very easily become bitter and become that person's enemy. But Jesus, through the person of Paul, comes to show us what the kingdom of God looks like. In the natural, Jonathan was next in line for the throne. And Saul knows that. Everything in his flesh wanted his own son, his own family line, everything about him to be promoted, to lead the nation, to continue to move in God's blessing and God's anointing. But Jonathan could see that David was God's choice. David was the one that was anointed to become king. And instead of being jealous the way his father was, instead of opposing David, he totally and completely submits, and not only submits himself to him, he covenants with him as a brother. He becomes a brother to David, supporting David, instead of fighting against him. The world's way is all about competing. If we had to be honest, we grew up in a world, especially in South Africa, competing about everything, whether it's academics or sport or cultural giftings, artistic talents, musical abilities, whatever it may be. We live in a world that competes. And that per se is not wrong. But I think how we do that should make us different as Christians. We can so often develop a false, inferior, or superior mentality depending on whether we win or we lose. or when we compare ourselves to other people. God's way is about supporting others, about celebrating others, and us becoming the people we are called to be by learning to celebrate others, trusting God that the role He has for us, that who He wants us to be, will happen as we support others, as we come alongside others and become instruments in His hands to build other people up. This is so different from what the world teaches us. The world teaches us to eat or be eaten. Dog eats dog. Kill or be killed. That is not the way of the kingdom. So next time you face that kind of situation, I want to challenge you. See how you respond. And see how you can ask the Holy Spirit to help you see how you should respond and how you could respond in new ways to see God's kingdom come. Come, let's pray together. Lord, we want to come to You this morning and thank You for this wonderful reminder from Scripture that, Lord, You call us to a different kind of competing, to a different kind of way of living with those around us. Lord, it's so easy to respond in jealousy or in criticism or in negativity towards people who receive blessing, who get a promotion, or may achieve more than we do in a particular area. Lord, it's so easy to begin to believe that You do not want to bless us, that You don't love us as much as You love this person who is receiving this blessing or this promotion or this achieving this amazing feat. I pray that You will help us to trust You, that You love each one of us enough, and that You have a special and unique role, calling on each one of our lives, and that we can trust You that Your love for us is sufficient, and that we don't have to fall into the trap of comparing ourselves with others, which would lead us to feeling less worthy of who we should be, or becoming proud, Lord, and thinking more of ourselves than we should. I pray that You will help us on this journey. Thank You that You love each one of us. Help us to celebrate one another in the body of Christ. Amen. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Blessings. Bye.